Good morning, Chicago, and welcome to Made for Life, the radio program sponsored by Marriage and Family Ministries. I'm Amanda Thompson, and I will be your host for a very special program on natural family planning. And I have three wonderful guests with me today. I have Maria Garcia. She's the coordinator for natural family planning for Marriage and Family Ministries. I have Tessa and Jelani McEwen. Tessa is a woman's health educator and a certified instructor for the Billings Ovulation Method, and her husband, Jelani, will introduce himself as well. So welcome, everyone.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
And I'm going to ask actually each of you to say a little bit about yourself. So Maria, can you start?
Yes, well, you've said my name is Maria Garcia, and I work for the Family Ministries Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago, and I am the Natural Family Planning Coordinator, and I have been for about 12 years, but I've been a user of Natural Family Planning for more than 20 years. I'm an instructor, and I'm also a supervisor. I've been married for 32 years, and I have three adult children.
Wonderful. Great to have you on the show. And Tessa, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So I encountered NFP upon getting married in 2007, and I've since fallen in love, and I'm dedicating the rest of my life to promoting the cause for NFP, you know, for women and couples of all faiths, lifestyles, and cultural backgrounds.
Well, that is a testimony. That's great.
I've been a certified instructor since 2010. I've been happily teaching clients across the country. I'm a 30-year-old mom of two children, ages 1 and 4, and I'm a sister of 5 other siblings and a wife to my supportive husband, Jelani.
Wonderful. Again, great to have such a great witness here today with us. And Jelani, tell us about yourself. Are you with us, Jelani?
Yes, I am. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Tell us about yourself.
So my name is Jelani McEwen. I'm also 30 years old. I work in the education sector for the Illinois Network of Charter Schools, helping families achieve opportunities through school choice. And I am a recent convert to the faith. Even though I kind of grew up in an all-Catholic education from grade school through college, I wasn't Catholic until I met my wife.
Oh, wow. Very nice. And where did you guys meet again?
At the University of Notre Dame.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, great to have a good witness couple here today. And we're going to start off with Maria. Can you tell us a little bit more about natural family planning and the Billings Ovulation Method?
Yes, natural family planning, it's an umbrella term that refers to natural methods of fertility regulation, of fertility management. When we hear natural family planning, we automatically think that it's to plan a family or to have children. But in reality, natural family planning is more than that. It's methods, modern methods that allow you to manage your fertility, to protect your reproductive health, but also at the same time to help you manage it and at the same time plan your family. You could either plan to achieve a pregnancy, and it also can help you avoid a pregnancy. Modern methods of natural family planning are very effective and are used by thousands of women throughout the world. It's just hard to get the right information of what natural family planning is. So when you hear natural family planning, you automatically think that it's something to plan a family, to have children. And that sometimes might scare people away, but natural family planning is more than that. It's, as I said, it's a way to monitor, to protect your overall health, as a matter of fact.
Oh, that's great. And the Billings ovulation method, is that the only form of natural family planning, or is that just one that's recommended?
That's one of the most modern and most simplest methods of natural family planning that we have as of today. The Billings ovulation method has been around for more than 50 years, but it's the method that has been backed up by more scientific research than any other method. And it's the method that's simplest to use.
Mm-hmm. And if someone wants to find out about how to do this, where would they go? Where would they find out information?
Yes, it's hard to find information because nobody is talking about it. Natural methods, you know, first of all, because of the misinformation that we have out there of what it is and what it is not. The best way to find out about the natural methods and the Billings ovulation methods, well, the Archdiocese of Chicago offers the Billings ovulation method as one of the methods. So you could go to our webpage, which is familyministries.org, or you could go directly to the Billings ovulation method.org official page, and you will get a lot of information on the Billings method. We are now blessed with having the Billings ovulation method online. Oh. So you could learn online. If you cannot go to a teacher, we have excellent teachers throughout the country, throughout the world, that can teach you about the method. But if that's not possible, you could now go online and learn the method. It's not hard to learn, and you could learn it at your own pace and at your own time.
So you instruct people on trainers, or do you teach the trainers how to do it to different groups? Or?
I do both. I teach individual couples, individual women on how to use the method, but I also train new teachers, those that want to teach others and continue to spread the good news about what this can offer. I am a trainer of new teachers, and I'm also a supervisor of new teachers.
Okay. And Tessa, did you learn from Maria, or did you learn from somewhere else?
I've had access to many opportunities to teach through Maria. I have learned through someone else using the regional training here in the Illinois area. I went there, and I was assigned a supervisor, and I continue to have some direct clinical supervision for all of my clients.
Okay. And then how many clients, like how often do you do these trainings, would you say?
Well,
the couples.
Yeah, well, the Archdiocese offers like basically every month there are new classes for couples that are learning it for the first time, and they will, you know, register and come. But I'm available. The couples can call me at any time, and we can make appointments and meet with them in private and give them the class.
And do you find that people are interested now? Are they becoming more interested in this?
Well, again, it's a matter of not having the right information.
Yeah.
We have times when we have many couples interested. You know, they hear about it through either information nights or people read about it, that we get more couples that want to learn more about the method.
Yeah, I think there is. You're right. There is an information problem with getting it out about what this truly is, because there's so much other information about contraception and all that, and that seems to overshadow at NFP.
Yes, and also we have a bad reputation or bad history with people thinking that natural family planning is the old rhythm method, which is also a natural method. But unfortunately, people don't have the information that we have now, and that is that we have modern methods that are not based on what the old rhythm method was, and that was just based on calculations, not on any particular signs that the body gives you of the possibility of infertility or fertility.
Yeah, you're right. I think people see these families who have 10 kids and assume that they've done natural family planning, and they think, well, I really don't want to have 10 kids. I do want to have children, but I want to have a little bit of a say of how many And they don't look to NFP for that, which is wrong. It's false.
Yes, it's false because, again, people learn not to trust the natural family planning because what we know now, we didn't know then. And that is that ovulation is not something that you can calculate.
Well, we are going to take a little break. Thank you for explaining more about NFP and the Billings ovulation method. So we will be back to talk more to Jelani and Tessa and their personal witness with NFP. So please stay tuned.
Real men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298 or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
And we are back with Made for Life, and we're talking about natural family planning. We are blessed to have Maria Garcia from Marriage and Family Ministries here with us, as well as Tessa and Jelani, a married couple, to talk about NFP. So, Tessa and Jelani, give us your story. How did you come about this together as a couple or separately? What's your witness?
Sure. I've shared this story many times, but I've found a new, deeper meaning every time. You know, first, I just would love to share the reasons why we valued NFP as a lifestyle for our marriage.
Yeah.
So my primary reason for using NFP was a desire to start on a clean slate with a curiosity to follow church teaching throughout our marriage. Because, you see, we hadn't started that way, and my brief use of the pill led to the darkest time in our relationship.
Okay.
And I want to acknowledge that every woman is different, but the effects for me personally were emotional, physical, and spiritual. So emotionally, I began to resent my husband deep inside, feeling like it just wasn't fair that I had to chemically alter my body, put my health at risk, while he didn't have to do a thing.
Yeah.
And physically, I was spiraling so quickly into depression, which runs pervasively in my family. And so for health reasons, finding an alternate method of family planning without side effects was very important to me.
Wow.
And finally, spiritually, when I learned the way most contraception works in that if it fails to stop ovulation, which happens very often in the low-dose pills nowadays,
yeah,
a sperm can still fertilize the egg and create a baby. But because of the way it works, the lining inside the woman's uterus is made to be so thin that the baby cannot attach itself and eventually dies. And for me, I just couldn't bear the thought.
Oh, yeah.
And so now, even thinking about how it impacts the relationship, I found that it has brought Jelani and I closer than ever. So witnessing him practice self-control is amazingly inspiring and attractive.
Yeah.
You know, if he can control himself with me occasionally, then I'm absolutely confident that he can control himself from temptation from other women and any other vices. And, you know, literally without any emotional or physical barriers, we enjoy each act so intentionally. And I find the courage to address just about anything. You know, for example, like, pornography is such a pervasive issue among all men and women, even among Catholics, and I had no idea how to approach that conversation with my husband, especially upon learning that my close friend's fiance was addicted to porn.
Wow.
But with the practice of NFP, I had courage to speak up about intimate issues like porn. And the moment Jelani assured me that I had absolutely nothing to worry about, my confidence in myself, in him as a faithful husband, and confidence in the bedroom just skyrocketed, and all my fears and insecurities just melted away.
Wow.
And most of all, it works. I'm in grad school right now, and I have a serious intention to postpone pregnancy just for now. And some people wouldn't believe me if I told them I wasn't using anything but NFP for family planning.
Well, you're right. I mean, I feel like society's pressure. Maria and I were just talking about that. You know, when a woman goes to a gynecologist, they are immediately asked, what contraceptive method are you using? I mean, that's
right.
It's just, of course you're using a contraceptive method is what they say. And to say something different feels so weird.
Yeah,
so that's really so awesome. I think... And I want to hear Jelani, too. Tell me about what you think of it.
So I originally was completely not up for this.
Yes, I would imagine you didn't grow up with this kind of thing or understand it.
That's right. So we had just gotten married, and I really enjoyed the pre-cana process that we had to go through.
Yeah.
It was a very loving experience. It's actually really funny that my Tessa's mom and dad, my soon-to-be in-laws, were facilitators at that pre-cana, so I got to know them in a different way as well.
Oh, wow.
So after we got married, Tessa said, well, you know, because we went to pre-cana, we can go to a free NFP class, and I'd really like to go see. I want to do this. It's important to me. And I just said yes, because who wants to kick off their marriage with a major argument?
Right.
So we were newlyweds. I didn't want to kick off a major argument. And, you know, at the time, I had just left a year-long AmeriCorps fellowship, so I hadn't even really made any money before we got married. My wife, Tessa, had just left her job, and we were moving to Chicago to live with a family member, so we had no money, no jobs, and the thought of getting pregnant was just terrifying. You know, like, what will we do? How will we take care of a child? Are we prepared? We're getting married, quote-unquote, young.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of advice people give you, you know, take the first few years and don't have kids and enjoy yourselves with each other. You know, so there's a lot of other thoughts. But I went to the class, and within that time period in the class, in the training, I was sold. I was sold.
Wow. What was it about it that sold you?
Well, I think the first part was just a lot of the science about fertility that they shared during the conversation. Learning about my wife's hormonal cycles and what that meant in terms of how it affects her physically and emotionally, and, like, having ideas in my head of having spent time with her before we got married, like, you know, when her hormones are rising towards ovulation, she's productive and she's happy and she's perky. After ovulation, if her hormones drop, you know, and that's right before menstruation, she kind of goes to this place where she needs to be more restful and take care of herself. And having dated her, I recognize those things and go, like, that's what that's about.
Yeah, now it makes sense.
It makes so much sense. It's like, that's why that happened.
Well,
like,
and you don't take it
patient.
Personally, too, probably. You know, maybe if you didn't know that about a person, that's what they were going through, you'd think, oh, is it me? Am I bothering you or whatever? But
no,
now you understand it.
No, that's totally right. I mean, like, you know, everybody has their bad days, and some days I'm still not the most considerate person ever. But I have that context now, and in marriage, that context helps, you know?
Yeah.
If not me, you know, or I'm not, you know, a lot of it's, you know, you feel guilty if your partner is sad or not happy, you know?
Right.
Or down. And instead now it's like, no, I know to be proactive. I know to give her space to rest. I know to plan around that natural ebb and flow of life.
Wow.
And even in our work with couples, we've seen how, like, couples in emotional discord, the cycles are off, and then the moment they kind of get on the same page again, the cycles come back. So as a man, learning NFP has made me feel much more like a husband. It made me feel really integrated, like the experience we share.
Oh,
And then there was also the science around the pill that they taught, and they were showing us just like graphics of a woman's cervix and how it ages aggressively when they're on the pill, because the pill represents the way it works, it keeps you in this kind of state of early pregnancy.
Yeah.
And so you're overexerting your cervix. And we just knew so many people who were in their, you know, early to mid-30s who weren't able to have kids. And that scared me. That scared me. Like, it was a very real testimony. Like, we had family members and people we knew who, like, you know, for whatever reason, they're completely healthy. You know, they're of age, but they're not getting pregnant. And, like, seeing that, I was like, oh, my God. You know, I don't want kids now is what I said in my head, but...
But
I
do
want
them someday.
Completely.
Yeah, right.
Right. And then the last piece was just like the spiritual piece. And, you know, it really came down to, is God God or isn't he? You know? do you have faith and do you believe that God will take care of you and that he loves you and that his way is the way that we're supposed to live? Mm-hmm. And if you do, you can argue against NFP, you know?
Yeah, and he's part of the process. That's beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, and so when I left the training, I just kind of left the training with a lot more faith and like, so what if we have a kid right away? It won't ruin our marriage. We'll do what God asks of us, and we'll be good parents, you know?
Right.
And things will, you know, he will provide and things will come. And I think if you talk to any person who has faith, they all have that story about the time when life seemed insurmountable and they made it.
Right.
And I didn't want to live afraid. I didn't want to not live my life because I was afraid of what might happen.
Right.
I wanted to live my life and enjoy it.
I'm going to just interrupt you. That is a beautiful testimony, both of you. But we have to take a quick break, and then we'll come back to hear a little bit more about your witness and some ways to find out more about this awesome method that I feel like so many people are missing out on. So thank you for being with us, and stay tuned.
The Catholic New World has been your faith resource for well over a century. Archbishop Patrick Feehan recognized the need for a strong Catholic voice in 1892 and launched Chicago's first Catholic newspaper. Bishop Feehan named our Catholic newspaper using a theme from the Columbian Exposition, the New World that gave people hope for a brighter future.
120 years later, the Catholic New World is bolder and better than ever. It's a rich and diverse resource for Catholics with stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Cardinal Francis George and our team of columnists offer compelling insights on spirituality, catechesis, and evangelization.
Look for our new e-edition at CatholicNewWorld.com. Easy access, simple to use, searchable and shareable, and free for a limited time. While you're there, subscribe or call 312-534-7777.
Our look has changed, but we are still your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
And we are back with some final words from our guests, Maria Garcia and Tessa and Jelani. Before we went to break, Jelani, you were talking about your powerful witness and how it changed you and how your relationship with Tessa actually became more intimate. Tessa, what's your side of this?
I completely agree. You know, we are on the same page. I feel so comfortable speaking to him about when I need to take that extra nap, you know, and he completely lets me have it. He watches the kids for me when I'll go into bed. And, you know, it's so mutual. It's so on the same page. And I honestly just can't imagine. I just can't imagine it any other way.
Well, you couldn't reach these depths of intimacy without it. I feel like I was just talking to Maria about how society really tries to pull us apart to create these wedges with pornography, with all, you know, if you don't feel good or you don't feel right, you really need to get out of the relationship, or I'm not feeling in love anymore, that kind of thing. And it seems like this type of intimacy that could never really happen.
Mm-hmm. I think that's definitely true. I think Tessa mentioned it earlier on, just about the idea of like maintaining chastity even in marriage. You know, like that, keeping each other holy, trying to help each other become saints. You can't really practice that if you're not willing to endure some self-sacrifice, some uncomfortable moments. And I think marriage as an institution is about this enduring, long-term, forever commitment. You know, it's forever.
Right.
And so if you can't hold tight when the things are hardest, you know, how will you prepare for that? You can't really prepare for that. But NFP allows you to practice those virtues needed to endure those things: the self-control, the discipline, the selflessness, the consideration. You know.
Oh, yeah, and it just makes it so much better when you've had to wait. I mean, I think we think about this in all different kinds of ways, even in raising children, about how we have such an instant gratification society and what it means to wait, to be patient for things, you know, then you really appreciate them so much more. You appreciate each other. You appreciate that intimate act of being together. So, this just feeds right into it.
Yeah, and just the fact that when we're talking about, you know, the other benefits of natural family planning and what you were sharing, Jelani, it makes so much sense, because I've heard from many men after going through the class, and when we explain to them the roller coaster that female hormones take, you know, with every cycle, and what these ups and downs, what factor they play in our emotions, and when they truly understand that, husbands have said, wow, now I know. And like you've said, you've learned to know how Tessa's body works and how those emotions that she goes through, they have a reason for being, and you know them, and you know how to manage them, whereas other couples don't have this information, and they have no idea why the wife is having a good day or a bad day, or is she in one of her moods. And what I have heard from men is that this knowledge that they have gives them more respect and appreciation for their wife's body and how it functions.
Yeah, even being a parent, I think having two girls, and how my husband is more respectful of them because he understands, you know, their cycles better because of this. So that would be, it spills over into everything, into every aspect, not just in the marital relationship, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
very true.
Yeah, very good. So again, Maria, tell us how to find out more about this.
Well, you can find out, of course, by visiting the Marriage and Family Life webpage, which is
familyministries.org,
or you could go directly to the Billings Method, which is the Billings Method, the Billings Ovulation Method.org, and you will find more information about the Billings Method.
And
there.
Tessa and Jelani, you guys were recently videotaped for, what was that for?
So the program that Maria mentioned, where you can learn how to use NFP online, Maria and the team actually asked Jelani and I to be the teaching couple for that program. So on learnnfponline.com, Jelani and I are the teaching couple for the Billings Ovulation Method.
I could not think of a better couple for that. Your testimony is so wonderful. And it's so, what a gift to have the two of you, so dedicated and so passionate. I feel like you're going to reach so many lives and help so many couples in this ministry.
Thank you.
Yeah, it sounds like you feel that way too, Tessa, when you talk about your passion for it and really wanting to be an instructor and continue to teach others about this.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I'm in it for life.
Yes. Well, we are seriously blessed to have both of you in it for life. Just getting this word out, I think that's the important thing, is the misunderstandings.
Yes, and Tessa and Jelani, as well as I am, we are working very hard to educate people so they can know what this is truly is. Because again, the name natural family planning makes people think that this is something that it is not. So we're trying to do our best to get this information to doctors, to college students, so they know that it's not so they can only plan their family. Is for them to manage their fertility, to protect their fertility, and to know more about their own bodies.
Yeah, Maria, you've dedicated your life to this, too. This is your work, and we can't appreciate you enough, too, who's running this and continually trying to get the word out about NFP. I think, too, thinking about the natural part of it, go green, and this is part of the green part of this. So, well, we have to say goodbye. Thank you again, Jelani, Tessa, and Maria, for being on the show, and we will see you next month. So God bless.
Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.